Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 326 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast about the Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disneyland, Tokyo Disney Sea, Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, Universal Studios Beijing, Universal Studios Singapore. Yeah, we talk about it all. And you can find us over on our website at tdrexplorer.com and also on social media, all under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I'm the one that you see on camera all the time on YouTube, usually stuffing my face. And if you watch my recent video, saw me stuffing my face while in a wheelchair. But we're going to talk about that in the next episode, actually. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey, guys. I take photos and I work with the city for tourism. And I'm part of a team on Instagram called Discover Urayasu. So please check that out if you're interested in things happening in the city. And you can find me on social media under Dream Sweets Love on Instagram and on Threads and under Blue Sky at Inktastrophe. This time I am the one eating lots and lots of Christmas cake.
Yes, Christmas cake is a huge thing here in Japan.
It's massive. Yeah. And like what cake you get can be pretty serious business. Like people pre-order pretty well in advance and it can pretty competitive getting the cake you want.
Yeah. Wasn't it like end of October is when, or near the end of October, you start seeing the advertisements start popping up
for Christmas cakes? Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've only ever done like the 7-Eleven one.
We've done back when, I don't think they do it anymore. Back when the ambassador used to have the Christmas cake at the resort, we bought that one, I think, 1 year. And we've done like Cacao Sampaca, the Spanish chocolatier cake 1 year, Joel Robuchon. So we've done a few. We haven't done any of like the really wild Shibuya ones. I feel like those sell out so quickly, but they're so interesting. There's so many kinds and a lot of them are limited. There's a very limited number. So yeah,
it's as you said, it's very competitive. It really is.
But I kind of actually want to do the convenience store one this year because they have Mofusan.
Oh yeah, they do.
which one do you like when you, so you said 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
What kind do you shop for?
I usually just go for the strawberry shortcake type.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
No, I enjoy strawberry shortcake and I think Japan does a very good job with it.
Yeah. It's like, so it's kind of interesting because I know like people are like strawberry shortcake, that's like a casual summer cake. And yes, but the strawberry shortcake here is very like elevated and it's quite fancy and super light and airy. And the cream is like really fine cream and the strawberries are like perfect strawberries and like it can get pretty fancy.
That's true.
Pretty expensive.
It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so yeah, like today we're going to be, well, it's mostly going to be you because you did all the research on this. I'm just along for the ride. We're going to be talking about where to get all the Christmas cakes. Or, well, not all of them. Oh my goodness, we'd be here forever. where to get some Christmas cakes. If you're here in Japan, I'm looking through the list and there's a lot.
Yeah, so the list here is like what we did at like the Hilton. We went to like a Christmas cake unveiling.
Oh, at the Hilton.
At the Hilton Tokyo Bay. And it's actually a pretty good, like idea of what you'll find in general, like the kind of trends that you'll see. So we can kind of like walk through it, but some of them were just really, really gorgeous. And some of them were kind of like a clever take on like a classic holiday cake. So I guess we should start with, because we were talking about shortcake. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, I was like trying to convince my family to buy it, but they're like, oh, it's very expensive. It was this, it's like a jewelry box. And the jewelry box is made, it's all edible, out of like white chocolate. And it had like this golden arabesque pearl powder. Like, right. And all these like decorations on the box that are handmade and like a little key. And it was really, really beautiful. And you can lift the lid, and under the lid was your shortcake. But it's not just any shortcake. It had like 35 strawberries, like perfect strawberries. And the cream was from Kyushu. And like, it's funny because like when there was like the question and answer session, they're like, why did you choose the cream from there? And he's like, oh, that's where I'm from, so I wanted to use the cream. Which was really cute. It was like a nice like personal touch. And then on top of the strawberries and like cream, there's like all this like gold leaf foil, which was really festive and kind of lovely. And it was like super, super airy. And the cream was really, really delicious. So I guess Kyushu cream is very, very good. But like, like you said, like shortcake is like the go-to. And this is like a fancy way of doing it.
Uh-huh. Oh, so I'm looking up a picture of it.
Oh, my God.
The jewelry box. That, wow. That is, that is impressive.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. How do you buy it?
You can, so, okay, hold on. If you go to Discover Urayasu,
oh, is it actually,
has English, it actually has English instructions on what you can do. And like one of the things we discussed with them was, would it be possible if you're staying at the hotel to order, like pre-order the Christmas cake so that you would have it available for your stay? And they said it is possible to order it and then send an email of like the date of stay, and you could have it brought to your room. So if you go to Discover Urayasu, there's like a post with like, there's a bit, actually the box is the one on the front, and it has all the cake descriptions, the prices, the dates that it's available for pickup, the pre-order time, and everything.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So this one was a little pricey. This one was the jewelry box cake is.
I just looked up the price. Oh, okay.
18,000 yen.
Yeah, 18,000 yen.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18,000. How much? I don't know what. I don't know the currency anymore because things.
I don't know anymore either.
It's about 120 US dollars.
Oh my God, the currency, the exchange rate is still really bad for us.
That's bad. Oh my goodness.
Good for people visiting. So yeah, still. For us, it would be closer to like the equivalent of like, oh, like almost about 180.
Yeah, about 180.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's a great discount. So if you're visiting and you want to try Christmas cake and you're staying at the Hilton, go check it out because you'll get a really good deal.
Okay. It says they're only making 20. I don't know what that means.
How many they're making. That's like the number. Total. Yeah, when it's gone, when it's sold out, it's sold out.
Oh, it looks like it's sold out.
No, it's beautiful. I do not. Yeah, good choice. That would have been my choice out of all of these, and all of them were really good. But that one was the one I was in love with.
There's a bunch of other ones too that are cheaper that look like
absolutely
still available. That's cool though.
I really also liked, like, if you have like kids or if you're like a chocolate lover, I know you don't like chocolate, but it was really, really cute. So, you know, like the Bush Noel, right?
Yeah.
It's a Yule log, right? And it's on its side, but their version that they did, it's kind of like, I guess like standing up, and it's a tree stump.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm looking at it right now. It's so cute.
Are you looking at it? It has like a little door, like if little fairies or elves live inside of it. And like, when you buy a Japanese cake, the fruit is perfection, like these gorgeous strawberries and like lovely berries. And it's got like Santa and a little elf. And in between the rolled layers are tons and tons of chocolate chips.
Oh, and it's, I'm like, looking at it. That's so
cute. Delightful.
Yeah.
So like if you're a chocolate lover, or I think especially for kids, the idea of finding all these chocolate chips in your cake, it works. It's not, it doesn't feel overdone. Like they're really good at the flavor balance because like the chefs at Hilton are really top notch and it's not too sweet, which is nice, but it's not like something that like kids wouldn't like bitter chocolate. It's like a perfect chocolate balance, which is nice.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
I really love their take on it because it's like a really like a classic holiday cake, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's then so good. It is. And that one is much more like affordable. I think that one is like 6,500 yen.
Yeah. Or 6,200. Yeah.
600, 200. I'm sorry.
6,200. Yeah.
Yeah. Even better. You know. Yeah. And if you're a little fancier or you want like a little bit more of like an interesting flavor combination, they had this rouge chocolat mousse cake. And on top of the cake, there was like a caramelized like pie that's like giving like the image of a wreath. And then the cake itself is this really beautiful like vibrant red, and inside there's chocolate mousse and there's like a berry gelée with like I think there's like different berries. There's like raspberry, wild strawberry, forest strawberry, and I forgot what else, but it was like a berry gelée, and it had nuts, so it had a little bit of crisp. And it felt like more like of a modern Christmas cake, you know, which is really cool.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard. Like tasting each one, I'm like, oh, this one's good. Oh, but this one's also really good. So it like really depends on like what you enjoy, you know.
Right.
And of course, you had your classic strawberry shortcake. You can't go wrong with it. It's light. It's fluffy. But again, you can find a classic shortcake anywhere. So my family, when we have the family party, we usually have the classic red and white strawberry shortcake because they love it, you know. But for nice. ourselves, I like to kind of like go outside the box and like try different kinds. You know? And then they had this gâteau noir, which was like all the nuts. Okay. So this one was like my son would like die for. It's all like hazelnut sponge cake with a dark chocolate ganache with candied nuts and layers of cream and praline crunch. And it was nutty and delicious. And felt like very kind of elegant and like adult, like the design of it. So a little bit of an elegant design, which is nice. But yeah, if you're a hazelnut lover, this is amazing.
Oh, I love hazelnut.
I do too. Hazelnut's I'm like obsessed.
So good.
It's so good. And then there's one that I told them like, oh, you should get in contact with, I wonder if they did, with the rugby players, like the D-Rocks, because they always have a pretty big Christmas party. And I think it's the first time that they do this. They had a cake that you could have it delivered, and they deliver it to three parts of Japan. They deliver it to three cities, Urayasu and, gosh, where was the other one? Urayasu and, you can find it on the website, but they would deliver it, or you could pick up if you wanted to. And that one was pretty massive. So you could feed, I think they said, up to like from 20 to 40 people, depending on how you know, like, I guess, like, cut the cake, and it had two layers, and it was kind of interesting because one layer, the top layer, was apricot and walnut brownie. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's the first tier. And then the second tier was the classic strawberry shortcake. But it was massive, and every little detail was so, so adorable. Like, you have Santa decorating the cake with cream and, like, placing strawberries and, like, sticking out of a chimney and, like, a little gingerbread house. And it's ridiculous, but it was also very, very expensive. I think it was, how much was it? Wait, let me go to the thing. It was
$60,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, so 60, you have to have a, if you're having a big party, you know, you could do that one. Did that one sell out? I'm kind of curious.
No, it's still available. Okay. It's about $400 US.
Yeah. Well, more for us. Ooh. Yeah. If you live here, it would be. If you're not a tourist, yeah, it would cost a lot more. So, yeah, good deal if you're visiting, but you would have to be a really big group. So, probably not for tourists. But it kind of gives you a good idea of, like, the types of cake that you can get for the holidays. And it's not just Christmas cakes, although most people do Christmas cakes. Some people do Stollen. Is really popular. In fact, you know, if you go to Joël Robuchon, you can get Stollen all year round. And I think that kind of started during the pandemic. You started to see a few, like, bakeries doing that. And they would have, like, a summer Stollen, and maybe it would have like lemon or pineapple or something. And you'd have, like, the spring Stollen and the autumn Stollen, which is like chestnuts. And of course the winter, which is when you usually eat it, right? And then, like, I feel like last year, the panettone was, like, really big. It was kind of, like, the trend. And you can, of course, always find it everywhere. So there's other treats as well, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what is your favorite? Like, when you're back home with your family, what is your, like, holiday sweets selection like?
A lot of, like, shortbread type cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky Roads, like the chocolate with the marshmallows in it. That's big.
Oh my gosh.
Also, like, my family's really big on, what do we call it? We call them nuts and bolts. I don't know what they're called elsewhere.
Yeah. What is it?
It's like a mixture of things like pretzels and, I guess in Canada, cheesies. We call them and like Chex Mex, like, you know, the cereal.
Yeah.
And different nuts like peanuts, almonds, cashews, and it's all like roasted with seasoning and stuff, and that's quite popular. Like, that's what at least that's what my family does.
It's like a perfect party food.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I can't wait to have some when I go home.
That's right. Yeah, because you're going home, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I'm looking wonderful. Forward to it.
But yeah, like cakes, though. Like, cakes have never really been a thing.
I feel like it's a very Japan thing.
Yeah, like, I just, like, for holidays, I don't think of cake at all. It's not something I think of.
We would do, they had, like, a Cuban, like, rum cake that we would do sometimes. At a local bakery that was really good. But yeah, I feel like in North America, it's more, and it depends where you live, because like in my hometown, because we had a lot of Latin Americans, for example, like the Brazilians eat a lot of panettone, right?
Right.
And like we eat like turrones and things like that. So like it's like various Christmas sweets, and also the American like style of like cookies or pies or things like that, right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a mix, and I imagine it's different depending on what region you live in. But I feel like if you're a tourist and you're here for the winter season, it doesn't even have to be like a cake that you pre-order. like if you're walking around, and I know it can be a little daunting, like going to the basement of the various department stores and seeing these massive lines for cake, but they move pretty quickly. And if you're in the city and you want to try a Christmas cake, I really recommend that you go to the basement of these department stores. If it's just like you by yourself, or you have a small party, like a of two or three or something, they have smaller cakes as well, you know, so it doesn't have to be like a full size Christmas cake. Or even like you said, if you don't want to do a department store, although I really recommend them because they're really quite lovely.
Good,
but
yeah.
If you know, you're like, oh, I'm not going to wait in line. But if you want to try, you know, like you said, the convenience store, it's also a Christmas cake and it's kind of fun. And they sometimes have character collaborations and things like that. And it's definitely, they have individual like slices that you can buy as well. So I really recommend that if you're here for the holidays, you know, before, you know, up leading up until the 25th. Check it out because it's quite fun.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think I would typically get like if I'm by myself for the holidays, like I wouldn't get a full cake. I'll just get a slice.
No, of course not. Yeah. You know.
I don't need a full one.
That
no,
full
thank
cake
you.
Would last forever, you know.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Like even for us that there's the three of us, like we tend to get like a smaller cake. I think last year we did Stollen. I think we got it from maybe La Dure. There was like an Isfahan Stollen. And you know, even with the three of us, when we get like a smaller size cake, it's a lot, you know. And luckily there's a teenager that can eat a big amount of it.
That's
but
true.
There's smaller size. There's individual portions. There's individual slices, and you don't have to order an entire cake.
Yeah, no, definitely don't have to do that.
Mm-mm.
I was just looking at the Hilton website.
Yeah.
So you can't find the information in English. So yeah, definitely go to the Visit Urayasu website.
Yeah. Discover Urayasu.
Discover Urayasu. Because, I was just trying to see if I can navigate to it from the English website. And, yeah, it's not there. I'm going to have to. But interestingly enough, you can, when you go to order it, you can auto translate it to English, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can, if you want to fumble around with it, you can definitely, it's definitely doable.
And they also have a bakery that's open, and they have other treats like cookies, like gingerbread cookies, and Stollen. Actually, I think it's their first year making Stollen, and their Stollen is kind of interesting. So if you're used to like the European Stollen, the flavor is a bit lighter because the chef wanted to make it a little bit more for the Japanese palate. And I prefer traditional, but... my husband actually liked the Hilton version. He does not like so many spices in his sweets. So it's a nice alternative if you have somebody in your family or if you yourself are not like a big fan of so many holiday spices.
I love the holiday spices.
I do too. I live for it. I'm like, let's go, spice me up.
Give me flavor. I want flavor. Do not give me subtlety. Do not do that.
Give me all the spice.
Can I talk about something that's somewhat related to that? It's not about the Christmas cakes, but it's about because I don't know if we'll have time to like talk about this on the podcast. But I did some food at Tokyo Disney Sea today for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
And I said that the same thing today. There were some of the desserts that we had.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, there is like this, the flavor is too subtle. I don't really taste anything like this. Like, where's the spices? Where's the bold flavors? Like to me, Christmas is bold flavors.
Yes.
Right. Like,
yes.
like not necessarily spicy, but just like different spices and herbs and, you know, all these different, pardon me, different flavors and stuff. And like, for some reason this year at DisneySea, I haven't done anything at Disneyland yet. DisneySea's food, a lot of the desserts were just very subdued in their flavors. And I was a little like annoyed, if that's a good way to put it. Cause there was a condensed milk mousse with strawberry compote, like strawberry jelly. I mean,
yeah. And you hear condensed milk and that should be a pretty bold flavor, right? It's quite sweet.
It was pretty close to flavorless. Like it was it was very subtle and very light.
Yeah.
And then the strawberry like jelly was also like, when I think strawberry jelly, I think of like strawberry jelly.
You want a bit of that. Like you want to taste the fruit. Yeah. You want the
tartness. Yes. No, it was just, it was almost like, close to like flavorless jello. Like it just wasn't, I understand there's people that probably really enjoy that, like kind of going back to what you were just saying. That they
don't like, really strong flavors.
And but like this definitely doesn't.
You should have the tartness. Like I think some people here don't like the spices. But you want that to come through at least.
Which is interesting because they kind of went on these two extremes this year at DisneySea. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of the desserts were very subtle in their flavors, but then some of the like main dishes, they used a lot of chorizo this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they had, which was really delicious, by the way. It was, it was a gnocchi gratin with chorizo and mushroom and cheese.
It was delicious.
It wasn't aesthetically pleasing. They tried.
Sometimes it doesn't need to be. If the flavor is there, you know.
No, they had like a Mickey was cut out like a potato or something was on it in the shape of Mickey. So cool. Close enough. But it was delicious.
Yeah.
And it had chorizo, which I don't really recall them using a lot of chorizo with Tokyo Disney in dishes. Think,
in the past they haven't, but chorizo is popular in Tokyo, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it must be some sort of trend or something that I'm missing.
Yeah.
I'm
not sure. It's like a good drinking food. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I know like I'm kind of derailing the whole Christmas cake.
Yeah. Thing, no, it's okay.
I was for the first time today.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad. I'm being like, that's me being dramatic. I was more just like, I got this dish and I was just like, what are you doing? Like that's what went through my mind. So I went to the Teddy Roosevelt Lounge. And you know, they rehauled the menu.
They've done it a few times.
Not for the better, my opinion.
My son and his friends got angry. They're like, what is this? I think they said there was like a hamburger and then something else. And they're like, this menu is not good. And they
gutted the menu, which is so sad.
It makes me really angry because it was very
it was casual, but also elevated, you know?
It was casual quite good. Thing.
So I wanted to try the Christmas sandwich set that they had. I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay.
I went and it was 3,400 yen, so it wasn't cheap.
It's pricey, yeah.
So we got it and it came with a tomato soup, a seafood tomato soup, which was really lovely. Mm-hmm. And it also came with this popover that had like pistachio cream and strawberry sauce, and there was like a heavy cream inside of it, and it looked like a Christmas tree. Those two things were perfect.
Nice.
Like they were so good. Then there was two more things on this dish.
Mm-hmm.
One was just a bunch of potato wedges, no seasoning, nothing, just potato wedges and salt. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Then the main part of it, this is what made me very angry. It was so the filling of the sandwich had chorizo and chicken and something else. I think pork. And then it had like a really nice sauce on it. And then it also had like peppercorns, I think, and also had like red peppers. Like it had a nice, it was good.
Okay.
However, the bloody thing was in a bloody hot dog bun.
Oh no. And that
made me so mad.
How dare.
This is the same. This is the same bun. Why would you do that? This is the same hot dog bun that if I went down to in front of the electric railway, you know, the hot dog stand. It's the same bloody bun.
That's just rude.
And it like the bun was red, but still.
No.
I'm like a hot dog. No.
Like hot if you're dog bun, okay, you're charging like that much, give some proper bread and season the potatoes, a little rosemary, you know, just like, a little seasoning.
They could have put like paprika on it or something, like just something like paprika would have made it like colorful, right? Matches the rest of the plate. Like the plate was very red. And so like when I saw it was in a hot dog bun,
bro,
I this is the first time I've been at Tokyo Disney and gotten like looked at and just said like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, no, no. Like, yeah, give it to me like on a, like, I don't know, a brioche bun, like a toasted bun of some sort. Like, you know, maybe like dusted with like butter on it or I don't know.
Not a hot dog bun. Any kind of bread. Okay. Like a proper bread.
It doesn't match the aesthetic of the Teddy Roosevelt Lounge. It cheapens the experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that.
Neither do I.
Especially for the Teddy Roosevelt Lounge. Like that place is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. And it's done up for Christmas right now, which is my favorite time to go there. And like just getting that, I just felt like it was kind of a slap to the face, if I'm being honest. I was not impressed. And you know me, I'm pretty forgiving with a lot of things. I'm pretty lenient. But this was just a hard, like, what are you doing, guys?
And like, I guess for the Teddy Roosevelt Lounge, like you said, the interior is beautiful. Go for, I guess, a cocktail, you know. But for the even food that there, they kind of butchered. It's been disappointing.
Yeah, some of the food, like, but then there's other stuff that I had, like, outside of that was wonderful. Like, there was a pistachio and almond milk drink that they did.
There you go. I'm telling you, go for the drinks. Yeah.
The drink was delicious. Mm-hmm. Absolutely delicious. It was the best drink I had all day. It was so good.
Their bar is really good.
Oh, this was at the food truck outside in front of Tower Terror.
Okay.
Yeah. So like that was like a home run.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it's very strange that we have, things are just, some things are wonderful and some things are just not.
Mm. Yeah. You know what they do have at the Disney Resort right now?
Mm.
I think it's at Tokyo Disneyland Hotel. They have a little like personal Christmas cake, and it's like it looks like little candles. It's like a cake set, and it's like a Christmas cake set. Oh yeah,
is that at the lounge?
Yes.
The Teddy Roosevelt Lounge.
And it looks really cute, and it's a pretty good price, I would say.
I'm just gonna look it up because I remember seeing it.
Mm-hmm. It looked really adorable. It was like a little Mickey on the top.
Oh, why is the Tokyo Disney Resort website so slow?
Oh my god, because it's the worst.
There's things about that I love about this resort, but then there's things that are just like frustrating, and the website is one of them. And I don't understand why they cannot figure this out.
You think like, they would eventually, right? Like that,
especially for like a website. Yes, I understand websites get high traffic, mm-hmm. but
they know it gets like, high traffic.
Like, you're not Google, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have billions of people accessing you every day. just like make it freaking work. Anyway, I'm trying to
that and the merch. Like, guys, make enough merch for like at least a week. At least a week, know, and have it available on the opening day. You know, don't sell out before the event starts, please.
I'm trying not to be negative. It's just, but it's also good to be honest, right? Because set expectations. I did a merchandise video today because I had to delay because, well, surprise, I was hit by a car, so I couldn't do a lot for a week. God. I'm fine, by the way. So I did the merch video today for the Christmas stuff. It just started like not even 10 days ago.
No, and it's so picked
over. It's so picked over. And I was just like, wow. Like usually I'm there within the first day or two. And so I get to see everything. I don't really go back again to check on stuff, mainly because there's no AP. So I'm not going to pay to go into a park to look at merchandise. You know, I'm not going to do that.
But Chris, did you hear the best part? It's okay if it's sold out because you can order on the app and guess when you'll get it.
Wasn't it June or something?
It's in June. You'll get it in June. Perfect. Not in time for Christmas. Maybe next year's Christmas, I guess. Why would you do that? Why even make that an option? It's so terrible.
The TR website just crashed, but I'm trying to look at the menu. Man. I don't. Like I said, I love this resort, but
the park. Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what good does it do me in summer, Disney?
Yeah, So, a lot of the little ring stuff was all gone.
Of course.
And I was like, I kind of thought, I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to kind of get like a little plushie. That's all I really wanted. And I'm like, oh, it's gone. Like, there's just nothing.
But you can get it on Mercari for like whatever. Triple the price.
Picked over, yeah.
Yeah. Just,
I don't know. I don't think it's unique to Tokyo Disney in terms of, the Disney parks. Some of them are getting pretty frustrating to visit, and Tokyo Disney's no different in some cases. I can't find this cake. I don't know. I'm looking.
It's cute. You guys look it up on your time.
Well, I see the afternoon tea set. The afternoon tea set's cute.
Yeah, but they pared it down so much, though, over the years, and they've, like, raised the price. Like, I feel like if I'm paying that much, I'll go into the city at, like, a nice hotel and have, like, a really proper Christmas tea. Hilton or Peninsula or La Durée, like, somewhere really lovely.
I can't find this. Oh, there's the – no. Oh, the Little Mary Ling Ling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one in a Hyperion lounge.
Oh, the other lounge.
Oh, and then premium suite set. Okay, so Hyperion seems to be the one with all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's at the Ambassador Hotel.
I got the wrong hotel. I'm sorry, you guys.
I had to suffer through the Tokyo Disney Resort website.
I went all the way to the Tokyo Disney Hotel website. It wasn't there.
Oh, the cake set, you have to have a booking. You have to make a reservation. Of course you do.
Yeah.
And it's only between noon and 7 p.m. Okay. Sorry to say, but good luck. Because every time I've ever tried to like get these special cakes, I can never get a reservation. And I check a couple times and I just give up.
We don't bother anymore. We used to go up casually and like go, hey, what's like the wait? And usually you could get in and you wouldn't have to book anything, But like it's just impossible now. And like if you go to the city, there's plenty of places to get like a lovely cake set as well.
Yeah, I just don't know. I wish it was just easier because, it was easier to like kind of rock up and, you can get these things. But now it's just everything's in advance and stuff just disappears so quickly. Like it's disappointing.
Yeah.
But these cakes look cute, though.
They are cute. The if Disney you can get Christmas, a booking, enjoy.
Yeah, there's one that looks like a traditional cake. Mm-hmm. But then it comes with a whole bunch of other little cakes. Oh. Duck thigh. Okay, no, that's not cake. I see. These are little appetizers. So it's duck thigh confit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say that. Smoked salmon tartare and roulettes. Cauliflower mousse. That actually sounds nice. Dried fruit and nut terrine. Then there's breads with vegetables, cured ham, roast beef, egg and potato salad, shrimp and broccoli. Dessert, apple What are all these words that I don't know? Apple clafoutis, and cinnamon cream, Yule log. I guess that's the cake, I'm guessing. That must be the cake.
Sounds like it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Hyperion Lounge also has, they have like a traditional strawberry shortcake that you could just order if you go.
That's like they always have, right?
Yeah. Well, there you go. Don't stress yourself out about the Christmas cakes. Just go get this strawberry shortcake and just pretend.
Yes.
It's easier that way.
It's still shortcake. So
it's still shortcake. It's still special, right?
Yes.
There we go. We're here to find solutions. That's what we're doing. Yeah, I'm going down a rabbit hole right now.
Oh my God. The thing is, if you go down like a sweets and like afternoon tea rabbit hole, like it never ends, you know, like not just around the resort, but like in Tokyo, it's like so many locations. It's like, I don't know how to even choose, you know, like
it's overwhelming. Browsing. I get overwhelmed.
Yeah. And there's like some really interesting stuff out there. And I was like, oh, that looks really good too. And oh, that design is really unique. And oh, I've never seen that before, you know? So it's like just walking around. I feel like just walking around the city, you can encounter so many lovely holiday treats.
Or if you want, you could go to the Tokyo Station, go to the Kirby Cafe Petite.
And they have stock now. Like now it's easier to get the cakes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to go do that. I still haven't done it.
And the Mofusan store is right next to it.
It is. It's true. Yeah, it's down on Character Street. Yes. I've been meaning to do a video because I love going there. I love going there and
it's so looking cute. At all
the different food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kirby Cafe has a lot of, I don't think there's any strawberry stuff. Oh, no, there's
one. There has to be because there's like so much pink stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Pink shoto kiki
kabi ga
ichigo o semashita.
Is that the Christmas cake or is that just like a normal?
No, it's just a regular cake.
I bet you they have like a Christmassy thing though, like a holiday thing. Like
this one, it's very red. Like even the cake is red. Mm-hmm. The icing is white, but the cake inside is red.
And this is like a small size, so you can eat it on your own without sharing if you don't want to.
730 yen.
It's fairly affordable too.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We have good solutions.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. Oh, now I want cake.
Me too.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking, I could go to 7-Eleven and get a strawberry shortcake. I really
They
could.
Have it.
I know.
They have it.
They do. You know what I've been obsessed with lately?
What?
So the 7-Eleven near me, my mm-hmm. place, finally got the smoothie machines.
Oh, hey. I always see those. They look really good. Have you tried
they're
it?
They're really... Oh, I've been getting one every day.
Wait, what's your favorite flavor?
The strawberry banana.
That sounds good.
The mango one is also pretty good.
Yeah.
They also have like not spinach. Spinach? Spinach and something. More like vegetable, like a more mm-hmm. old type of smoothie. So yeah, it's quite... They're quite good. Like it's all just frozen vegetables or fruits in a cup, and then the machine blends it and adds in, like, depending on the type of smoothie, it'll add in like soy milk or just water or whatever.
Nice.
It knows how to do it. It's quite nice. But the smoothies aren't new. They started them like I think 2 years ago.
Yeah, and they changed the flavors out, right?
Yeah, I noticed. I think the banana smoothie, I don't think has soy anymore. I think it used to be soy milk, but I think it's just milk now. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not too particular on it, so maybe I should check. Yeah, that's been like my obsession lately.
Oh, for sure.
It's getting that. I love it. So good.
I'm gonna try it.
It's like 200 some yen.
That's so affordable because, like, if you go to the station, like, okay, the smoothies at the station are so freaking good, but it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's always those little kiosks, right?
Uh-huh.
Like it's like one or two people working at it.
Yeah, there's one inside like Shinurayasu, the Aeon.
Is that like the Honey's Bar or something? Is that what it's called?
No, the Honey's Bar is basic. This place is so freaking major. It's so good, but it's super expensive.
Oh, no.
So it's like, I once in a while will like treat ourselves. The mango one there is so good. Like, it's like mango and other like tropical fruits. And it looks so freaking good. But it's like, what is it? It's like, I want to say it's close to 800 yen or something.
Oh, wow.
It's
ridiculous. That's a lot. That is a lot. Like, yeah.
The 7-Eleven is a good option. And then they have one inside the station that they just opened. And it's kind of like a little kiosk inside Atre. But it's like you said, it's the fruit in the cup. And then they add the stuff. So I'm like, if you're doing that, especially seeing the fruit in the cup in the fridge, I'm like, I could do that at home, you know?
Yeah, like I want to see you chopping this. Or I could go to 7-Eleven
and it's cheaper, you know?
I want to watch you take the fruit and chop it up.
Yes.
If I'm paying this
much.
Or
at least put it into the cup from somewhere.
Scoop it in or something, you know?
Scoop it. Do something.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't want it pre-prepped like that. There's no work involved.
Well, yeah, explorers, if you decide to have a cake, please tell us, please let us know. Love to hear it. Love if there's one of you, one of the 60 people that bought the cake, the jewelry box cake, if one of you is listening,
I'm so jealous
tell us
of you
who
did.
yeah. I think I would buy it. Because it's just so elegant looking.
It's so beautiful. I think 1 year we splurged on like a Joelle Robuchon cake, and that one was pricey. It was really good. But
I look at it again.
They get so expensive, you know?
I kind of don't care.
I know, because it's like a special night. So it's like, okay, let's do it. You know?
It just looks so like the box is, wait. Oh, the box is edible.
It's all edible.
Yeah. I was
and
thinking
you
the
can
box
lift
wasn't.
It. You can lift the lid.
Oh, I guess if I would have read the bloody picture. Yeah. White chocolate is the box is white chocolate.
And it's good white chocolate. I'm not typically a white chocolate person, but I was okay with this.
Dang, that looks good.
It's really beautiful. I just want to look at it. I just want to like, you know, like I wanna have a party and unveil it. Like, cha-cha. You know.
I was one of the – oh no, it was only 20. They only made 20 of these.
Yeah, but I can see why it sold out. That was my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, like these would not be quick to make either. Like they're quite intricate. Like this would take some time. So I understand why they only sold 20.
And yeah, it's really delicious.
The Japanese says – like it's funny. The Japanese literally says sold out because it's too popular effectively. Mm-hmm. But like, sold out. Due to popularity.
Wow.
But
I hope they make it again.
I might actually just order a cake when I get back.
You should do it. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh my gosh, Chris, let's go down the rabbit hole. Let me know what you choose because there's so many. Like every city inside Tokyo has like so many choices, you know.
I love it.
Yeah. I bet you could find, because you love cheesecake, I bet you could find a really, really delightful cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yum.
Yeah.
All right, explorers. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, though, we're going to thank some wonderful explorers that are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. A huge thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mom Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Abby, Robinson, and Taylor.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button so you don't miss out on any of our newest episodes. So thank you so much, explorers. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I'm the one that's getting hit by cars. we're going to talk about that in the next episode. Story time, I suppose. but don't worry, I'm fine.
He's okay.
I'm okay. I'm out and about. I'm going to be getting me some cake. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
I'm eating all the cake. This is very bad. It's very dangerous, but also delicious. You guys, let us know, like, wherever you are in the world, what you enjoy eating in the winter season. Do you prefer stollen? Do you prefer cake, panettone? Do you like turrones? Do you like, let us know what you're eating. And let us know what you would try when if you visit Japan.
All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.